This is 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. If you have an emergency and you call 911, how soon do you want help to arrive? Yesterday is probably your answer. Well, while help may not arrive that quick, it should arrive in minutes. And that was not the case in the city of Dunwoody last spring. Last year, the AJC reported on a Dunwoody couple whose child was having a severe seizure, and they called 911. And then they waited as their two-year-old child turned blue. More than 20 minutes later, an ambulance finally pulled up into the driveway. But by then, the couple had taken their child to the hospital. After incidents like that, the city council declared an EMS emergency due to slow ambulance response times. DeKalb County provides emergency medical services for the city of Dunwoody. One idea floated around by city council was to break with the county and provide their own ambulance service. Ultimately, though, the city and county worked together to address the problem. Earlier this week, I spoke to Dunwoody Mayor Dennis Shortle about that.
Good morning, Leah. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you so much for coming in to talk about this. And I want to get to what was causing the problems and what's being done. But first, as of today, if I'm in Dunwoody and I call 911, how soon will help arrive?
Well, basically, you know, that's a hard question to answer. That's a big question, you know. But basically, what we're looking for is 90% of the calls to get there within 9 minutes. That's the standard. That's what we're looking for. And we're looking at ALS calls, advanced life support, ALS, advanced BLS, basic life support. So there's a differential there.
What was the problem then as of last spring that caused Dunwoody to really say we need to address this?
Well, it was a thing that kind of built up. Mm-hmm. Our whole purpose here in EMS service is one thing. It's real simple. To get our citizens to the hospital or to the emergency room, wherever they're going, mm-hmm. in the most expeditious manner possible and as quickly as possible. That's what it is, because this is a life-saving event. That's what it is. So the service, the response times were beyond the standards. I don't like to blow my own horn, but you know, I talked to DeKalb County CEO, mm-hmm. Michael Thurman, who I know fairly well, and with a few phone calls and wrangling and back and forth and help with a lot of people helping us write stuff, we arrived with an MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding on EMS service for the city of Dunwoody. We put a standard time, which is the standard time from the National Fire Protective Agency, which comes to 9 minutes 90% of the time. And that's in the MOU. For ALS calls, we got a BLS call standard times.
Okay, so ALS is advanced life support, basic life support.
Correct. Okay. You passed the test 100%.
Now, I want you to talk a little bit about the size of Dunwoody, because mm-hmm. I know that there have been some issues, and part of the problem is probably the size and being able to, maybe the terrain, traffic. What were some of the problems?
We're about 5 miles by 5 miles. We're 13.9 square miles. That's all we are. And so the thing becomes is that, yes, high traffic hours, you know, it takes a little bit longer. Of course, weather can be a condition. Of course, if you have, you know, we didn't have any this year, knock on wood, no ice storms. But the weather becomes a condition. And then the other thing becomes a problem is once you get to the hospital, how long do you stay there? You know, hospitals go into what we call diversions. And the diversions are usually for a specific illness, if you will. Say, let's take hearts, you know, heart attacks. But the problem goes now, the ambulance pulls up, and they don't have a bed in cardiology for them.
So they have to take them to another hospital?
No, they have to stay with them.
Ah.
So, see, the ambulance has to stay with the patient right there until such time that a bed comes open. And sometimes that can be a longer time. You know, I don't know exactly how long, but it could be anywhere from a couple of minutes to 20 minutes or whatever.
That would delay them being available to go to another call.
That is exactly right.
I know that DeKalb County, last year, November, December, they reviewed mm-hmm. the situation. They came up with a mixed bag of results. So they said, you know, we're doing better than we were, but yeah. There's still room for improvement. How would you evaluate it?
Basic evaluation is things have gotten better. That's the basic. ALS calls, just to give you an idea, in September were 14 minutes and 44 seconds. October were 13 minutes and 52 seconds. The big breakthrough was December. December, it was 8 minutes and 56 seconds for the 90 percentile ALS calls. So has it gotten better? Yes. Is there room for improvement? There's always room for improvement, no matter who you are. But yes, there's definitely room for improvement. And but it definitely has gotten significantly better. And we're looking forward to what happens going down the road.
But you're satisfied with the provider at this point, you would say?
Well, there's room.
There's room for improvement.
There's room for improvement. Let's put it like that. Yeah, I'm satisfied that we've made enhancements. We've gotten better. We still have room for more improvements.
We've been speaking with Dennis Shortle, the mayor of Dunwoody. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
This is 88.5 GPB Atlanta.